Okay, this is Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach Perek Dalet. The Rambam is going to continue with other issues concerning different types of statuses in the animal that prevents it from being given as a korban. Okay, so Lacha Aleph. Echad behemah ve'echad ov shenirva o shehim yitzis adam hukso neva nekol posel adam mizbeach. We've seen this already. If the animal or the bird is either sodomized, or if it kills a person, or if it's set aside for avodah zarah, or if it was worshipped, in all these situations, the animal cannot be brought as a korban. So in the case of sodomizing as well as killing a person, so if there were two witnesses there, so what happens to the animal? It gets stoned. This is a situation where the flesh, the meat, would actually be prohibited and benefiting from it. So of course, it's obvious that none of these animals could ever be used as a korban. When we say it's prohibited to bring them as a korban, we mean when it would be normally permitted to an average person, meaning like a non-kohen. For instance, let's say there's only one witness who saw what took place, and the owners don't say anything. We're trusting the owners give testimony, but they can't be trusted as witnesses, but there's actually no witness there. Now, let's say there's one witness who claims this took place to the animal, that it killed someone, and the owners contradict the testimony. Then these animals were actually permitted even to be a korban. Okay. Halacha Gimel. Behima shesachachuba. So let's say there's an animal that you, what do you call it, training it and like basically using it for aggressive sports. Vigichua. And you basically, what you do, you trained it to hurt other people, actually nises adam, until it kills a person. Why is this allowed to be used as a korban? Because the animal was, in a sense, forced against its will to become a killer. Now, when it comes to sodomizing, the animal doesn't become pasul. Adam shiriva ben tisha shanam yomecha. The individual the animal has relations with, he must be 9 years and older. Ben yishal ben akum ben eved. It doesn't matter if it's a Jew or a non-Jew or a servant. In all these situations, if it had sexual relations with the animal is possible. Now, let's say it's a situation where the human, so to speak, the animal had sexual relations or engaged with the person. So then it would only work if the woman who had relations was, what do you call it, was 3 years or older. Oh yeah, isha nirva ben teisha shanim yachad, or the male is 9 years and older. Okay, lach dal. Memasai tifsal behema of mishum muksa. So when is an animal or bird rejected for as a korban because it was set aside for idolatrous worship? Mishiyasu behena kumrim maisa. So it's when the priests use it for some type of idolatrous action. Kagon shi gazu osa o yavduba l'shem avodah zarah. So they, for instance, shear the wool off of it, or they work it for the purpose of idolatry. But with word alone, meaning if they just talk, that doesn't mean it's muksa. That doesn't mean it's set aside as specific for idolatrous worship. So when it comes to the animal that had relations with the person or was sodomized, whether the animal belongs to him, which is his friend, or whether it was accidental or purposely, whether it was before we're consecrated or after, all these situations, it's prohibited to be a korban. About muksa, right? But when it comes to the animal that was set aside for idolatry, let's say it belonged to him, the huksa kodem shiakdish, and it was set aside prior to him consecrating it, nifsal, then it's possible. Hiksa shel chavero, but let's say he set aside his friends for avodah zarah, o shehiksa shelo, achashikisha, or his animal was set aside for idolatrous worship after it was consecrated, okay, and consecrated first, then Hariz and Mutter, and he brought as a korban. Shenad Adam Maxed Davar Shen Shalom. Because a person can't go ahead and set aside that which doesn't belong to him. So in this case, both either the case was it was his friends, or the other possibility is that it was already Hekdesh, which means it belongs to God. So he can't redesignate it at that point. Lagaba. Hanevad, if the animal has been worshipped, Bein Shabbat Shalom, Bein Shal Chaveiro, whether it belongs to him or his friend, Bein Onesh, Bein Ratzon, Bein Mizanim, Mishkaga, but it was willingly against his will, purposely, accidentally, Bein Tnei Hekdesh, Bein Achar Hekdesh, before, after it was consecrated, all these situations, Hareza Aser, it's prohibited to be brought to Korba. The Yira, so what do? You let it wander the fields, until a permanent blemish emerges, yiftabo, and it's redeemed, kumash b'yarno, like the Rambam is explaining. Benevad, okay, when it comes to the animal being worshipped, who v'kol mash olav asur l'mizbeach, it and anything on it is asur, prohibited from the mizbeach. Shekol tzofoy nevad asur mana, because even the coverings of like idols are prohibited to get benefit from them. Aval muksa hu asur, mash olav mut l'mizbeach. But if it was set aside for idolatry, meaning it was being used for idolatrous worship, not that they worship it, then that which is on top of it would actually permit it to be brought to the mizbeach. Let's say a person bows down to a mountain. Even though you're allowed to benefit from the mountain, the stones around the mountain cannot be brought as to the Mizbeach. Let's say he bows down to a spring in where he lives. You can never use the waters of that spring for libations. Let's say you have an Asherah tree, and let's, which is one that's used for Avodah Zarah, but let's say you're mevatelet, you nullified its purpose. You still can't use its wood for the mizbeach. When a person, let's say, bows down to an animal, just like it is usher for the zikorban, you couldn't use the wool from it to for the clothing of the kohen. And its horns can't be used for the trumpets, and its thighs can't be used as flutes, and its intestines use as strings for other musical instruments. A kol pasul, all these things are possible. Lachavas, kol sheish bo shem l'avodah zarah. So anything that is in any way associated with idolatry, lo yasid l'melechas hakodesh, should not be in any way used in the base of mikdash, afi shemotem ranah, even if it's permitted to benefit from it. So ezu, okay, so now switching. Ezu estan, so we've seen this idea of estan and mechir kelah. So he's going to explain this now, to from now and towards basically the most of the parah. The estan is ha'omer lozona. The classic case is a man says to a prostitute, so this object is given to you as your payment. Echad zona kusi, so shifcha or yisraeli, it doesn't matter if the zona is semi-Jewish, meaning is non-Jew or a maidservant or a Jew. Ji ervola, that's asur to him. O mechayv lavin, or one that he is prohibited to by a negative commandment. About pnuya, let's say a woman who's unmarried, afilu haya kohen, right? Etnena muta. Even if it was a kohen, meaning the kohen giving the present would be mutter. So too, if his wife's nida, the present is also given to her as mutter, even though at this moment in time, she's prohibited to him. Halacha test. Nasa achas mechayav elavin. So let's say he married a woman who's asher to marry. Kol sheitema machmas bi'ila. So whatever he gives her for the purpose of sexual relations, or is it etnan? That's considered, again, the present given to the prostitute. The asur, and it is prohibited. The zachar and then asur. A present given by one man to another for the purpose of sexual relations also is prohibited. Nasna isha estan the boel. Let's say the woman gives a present to a man for the purpose of having sexual relations. Areza murta mishum estan. That would actually be permitted to be used in the base of mikdash and doesn't fall under the category of being asur of estan. Halach yud. Homer lachavir, a guy tells his friend, Halach davar zeh. Right, here is something for you. Vitalin shifchasecha. And I will take your maidservant in return. Eitzel Abdiya Ivri, with my, your maidservant will have sexual relations with my servant. Hareza Estan, that's considered a present. That's asur. Vahu she'ein lo isha banim, as long as he doesn't have a wife and kids. Avim yishol isha banim, but if he does have a wife and kids, hareza mutter b'shifcha k'namis. He's allowed to have sexual relations with a non-Jewish maidservant, k'mo she'izbar, like Rama will explain later on. Yodim ba'omer lezona, so too the halacha is if he tells the zona, heilach davar zeh. He says, I'm going to give this to you. And in return, have sexual relations with this Jew. Arayz Estan, that's also considered a prohibited gift for the Mikdash. Lucky Dalf, Pasaki Mazona. Let's say the guy makes an agreement with the Zona, Litin La Tala Echad, to give her a lamb, the Nasan La Harbet. And instead of giving her one, he gives her a million, I feel not an elephant, even 1,000. Kulan, Estan. Each one of them is considered an Estan. That's Surah Mizbeach. And none of them can be used in the temple. Nasala etnana, velo ba'alev. Let's say he gave her a present but didn't have sexual relations with her. Ela amarla. Rather, he said, Yetzlech, like, keep an eye on this. This is yours, ach abo alecha, until I come to have sexual relations with you. Kishiyo alea, yaser. So when he has sexual relations with her, that's when the Isra emerges. Kadma vihikri vaso kodem shiabo alea, kasher. Let's say, he gave it as a korban prior to having sexual relations with her, it's okay. And if she was chayav a korban, it fulfills the obligation. As long as he says to her at the time of giving it, when you accept my, what do you call it, my deal, you're basically being kona the present. But let's say he said, he didn't tell her this, then it's not good. Because she can't obviously mock her that which doesn't belong to her. Kadba, let's say she took the, she came out first, the Gishusa, right, and she consecrated this object, Kodam Shevolea, prior to him having sexual relations with her, Bachakbolea, and then he had sexual relations with her. Or is this Suffolk Imu Estam? It's unclear whether this is the present that's Usher for the Mikdash. Oh, Balea Kodam Shevolea, because he went and had sexual relations with her before the Korban was brought. Oh, Eno Estan, or maybe it's not an Estan, Sharihi Gishusa, because she's consecrated it, Kodam Bia, before the sexual relations. That's why it shouldn't be brought as a korban, but if he did, it would still be accepted. Let's say he had sexual relations with her, but did not give her anything. But after a period of time, gave her a present, even after, let's say, many years, that's considered an esan. This applies to a non-Jew. They said to her, have sexual relations with me in exchange for this lamb. And in such a case, she does not have to actually have her hands or bring into her possession the lamb. Obi Israelis, or by a Jewish woman, Shahisa Hatala Bechatzera, where the lamb is in her courtyard. Ramalan, he says to her, Im lo atem lach ma'os b'yamponi, are you shalach? He says, if I don't give you money, let's say by Tuesday, then this belongs to you. Avim Amarla, but he said to her, Hiv alali bitala, stam, he says to her, have sexual relations with me in exchange for this lamb, Ubalaya, and then he had sexual relations with her, Ulachrasman, Shah Latala, and then after let's say a year, then sent her the lamb, then I raise a mutter mishum estan. It wouldn't be considered estan. Alakidal, inasur mishum estan machir elagufa. Okay. So only the physical objects themselves are prohibited when it comes to estan and from the machir kelah. That's why the Isra only can only apply to objects and items that could be brought to the Mikdash. Could go in Behema Torah, like an animal, the Torah, the Yonah, like the birds, the Yain, wine, the Shem, the Solos, oil, and the fine flour. Not some of most, but let's say he gave her money, the luck of Hen Korban, and then the money was used to go ahead and purchase a Korban, then I raise a Kasher. So we're only talking about if an item that would be used in Mikdash was used in payment. Lacha Desvav. Let's say he gave her grain and she made flour out of it. Zaysim asan shemen, aloes, she made oil. Anavim asasan yayin, grapes, and she made wine. Harei iluk shem, all these would be kashar from the mizbeach. Shavuah nishtanu, because their form has been changed. Nasan la behemas kachim be'esnena. Let's say he gave her a consecrated animal as the present. Lo nesam mizbeach, it's not prohibited from mizbeach. Afilu mana osa al pisto v'al chagigaso be'esnena. So even if he designated for her as one of these to eat for the Korban Pesach or for Korban Chagiga brought on a holiday. None of these consecrated items are possible, because now they belong to God once they were consecrated. So too, if he gave her something that doesn't belong to them, lo possible, that won't be possible for the Mikdash. Because I can't prohibit something that doesn't belong to me, unless the owners gave up hope. Let's say he gave her, let's say, doves, even if they already were consecrated, estan chaleim, they would be considered an estan, basurim, right? And they're asur, why? We only know this from Torah Shem Alpeh. That's why that's the case. Lacha design. Now, what about mechir kelev? Ezuhu mechir kelev. What's this idea of exchanging with the dog? Someone says to his friend, I'm going to exchange a lamb for the dog. We exchange a dog for lots of animals or ofos of birds. All those are prohibited to be used on the altar. Let's say two partners divided their stuff. One guy took 10 lambs. Another guy took 9 lambs and 1 dog. Right? So those that are with the dog would be permitted. But the 10 that were done in exchange, if one of them has value, what do you call it, equivalent or greater than the dog, or yes, sir, altamei kelev, or more than the dog, you take out from it the amount against the dog, and that'll be its value, sharon mudarim, and the rest will end up being permitted. If each one is worth less than the dog, and then all 10 are prohibited to be brought to the Mikdash. And finally, Lachukas, Nishtana Mechir, let's say there was a change in price in the exchange. Let's say I exchanged a dog for wheat, but I made fine flour out of it, then it's permitted. Esnan kelev mechir zona mudar. So the present given to a dog and an exchange with a prostitute is mudar. Esnan zona mechir kelev mutar lebetakabayas. Now, the esnan zona mechir kelev, those are actually mutar for temple upkeep, sharehin mishtanin, because they change in their substance. Aval gufan shal esnan, but the actual substance itself, lo yase rikun lebayas. You shouldn't make, like, formed metal, right, for the base of Mikdash, right? So for every vow, which includes even that which is made out of metal. Okay, that ends Perek Dalet, and we'll pick up Perek Hey after Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.